Welcome, curious minds, to another deep dive. Today, we're cutting through the noise around something, well, fundamental, our mattress. Specifically, we're taking a really close look at the Emma Hybrid Mattress Review from Mattress Advisory. Our mission, like always, is to pull out the key info, maybe uncover a few surprises, and make sure you're properly informed, not just about what it is, but why it might actually work for your sleep. Oh, and right at the start, if this sounds interesting as we talk, you can find links in that original Mattress Advisory article. They've got an exclusive discount on the Emma Hybrid, so just keep that in the back of your mind.
That's right. We're aiming to really synthesize what matters from this review, break down the features, explain the benefits you'd actually feel, and cover the practical stuff. The idea is so you can quickly figure out if this mattress clicks with what you need for better sleep. It's kind of your shortcut guide.
Okay, let's unpack this then. The Emma Hybrid. First impressions, it's a 10-inch mattress described as medium firm, usually around a 7 out of 10 on that firmness scale, people say. But the core thing, the hybrid part, that means it's blending memory foam with pocket springs, right? For listeners maybe used to just one or the other, why do that? What's the point of mixing them?
Well, what's really fascinating here is that specific blend. It's quite strategic.
Yeah.
See, all foam mattresses, they're often great for pressure relief, that contouring feel. But sometimes, yeah, people feel a bit stuck or they get too warm. And traditional spring mattresses. Good support, good airflow, sure. But maybe not enough of that deep body-hugging relief. So the Emma Hybrid, it's really trying to bridge that gap, give you the best of both. You get the pressure relief from the foam.
And the contouring.
Exactly. But the springs add that responsiveness, that support, and crucially, better airflow. So you avoid the common downsides. This makes it pretty versatile, honestly. It tends to work well for side, back, even stomach sleepers. And it's built tough supports up to 300 pounds per person. That tells you something about the quality of the build.
That versatility sounds like a big plus, but you said it's not just any foam or springs. The review mentions a specific 5-layer design. Can you walk us through that? There's a breathable top cover, Breeze Ergosil foam, memory adapt foam, a stabilizing layer, and then these 7-zone pocket springs. These names, like Breeze Ergosil, sound fancy, but what do they actually do? How do they fit together?
Yeah, understanding how they work together is key to seeing the performance. Let's break it down. So right at the top, that breathable cover, it's not just cloth. It's designed to wick moisture and let air flow right at the surface where you sleep. Then, immediately under that, you've got the Breeze Ergosil foam. The name Ergosil kind of gives it away. It has this open cell structure, really engineered to maximize airflow, prevent heat from getting trapped. It's not just passive. It actively helps disperse heat, creates a cooler feel. That's huge for hot sleepers.
Ah, so it's actively managing the temperature, not just hoping for the best.
Precisely. Next layer down is the memory adapt foam. This is where you get that classic memory foam contouring. It molds to your body, relieving pressure, particularly around your shoulders, mm-hmm. hips, lower back, helps keep your spine aligned naturally. Below that, there's a stabilizing layer. Think of it as providing structure, making sure the top layers work properly and you don't sink in too much.
Yeah.
And then those 7-zone pocket springs. These aren't just standard coils.
Okay, what makes them different?
They're divided into 7 ergonomic zones. So different parts of your body get different levels of support. Maybe a bit softer for your shoulders, firmer under your lumbar area. It's targeted support. This really promotes that optimal spinal alignment no matter how you sleep. Plus, they're individually wrapped or pocketed. That's what drastically cuts down on motion transfer. Great for couples. And importantly, the foams meet safety standards like OcoCotex and CertiPure US. Low VOCs, no harmful stuff, healthier sleep environment.
That's quite a bit of tech in just 10 inches. Okay, this is where it gets really interesting for listeners, the real-world performance. Let's talk about those common sleep issues. How does that medium firm feel, that 7 out of 10, actually translate into comfort and pressure relief when you lie down?
Yeah, that medium firm level, it's often called the sweet spot for a reason.
Yeah.
It works well for a lot of people. It's firm enough that you feel supported. You don't feel like you're sinking into quicksand. But it's also got enough give, enough softness to cushion those pressure points. That memory adapt foam, working with the zone springs, means it really molds around your shoulders, hips, back. It eases the stress there. And that's not just about comfort. It actively helps maintain good spinal alignment. For side sleepers, that means less pressure digging into their shoulder or hip. For back pain sufferers, it can really make a difference, letting things relax.
Right, so it's actively working with your body shape. What about overall support then? Spinal alignment across different sleeping positions, maybe for heavier folks too?
Absolutely. Those 7-zone springs and the stabilizing layer beneath them, they provide A really solid full body support. They prevent that hammock effect, the sagging in the middle. This keeps your weight distributed evenly, which is crucial for keeping your spine aligned correctly. It's especially good for back and stomach sleepers, who really need that flat, stable surface so their hips don't dip too low. And yes, for heavier individuals, say up to 250, even 300 pounds per person, it offers reliable support without feeling like a rock. It holds up. Ultimately, it means less tossing and turning, a more stable sleep for pretty much everyone.
No, a big one for many people, definitely for me. Cooling. You mentioned the breathable cover and the Ergo cell foam. How big a deal are these for hot sleepers? Are they really a game changer compared to other cooling claims?
Oh, they're critical. And here's why it might be different. Many mattresses might use a gel infusion or just rely on passive airflow. Emma's approach seems more active. Sleeping hot is just awful. It ruins sleep quality. So the cover whips moisture away. The ErgoCell foam, with its structure, actively draws heat away from your body and disperses it. It's not just about not getting hot, it's about actively regulating temperature, keeping things cool and dry all night. If you tend to overheat or live somewhere warm, this can honestly transform your sleep. Deeper, less interrupted rest.
That sounds fantastic for hot sleepers. Okay, speaking of interruptions, couples. Motion isolation is huge if you share a bed, right? One person moves, the other wakes up. How does the Emma Hybrid handle that, especially having springs?
It actually handles it extremely well. That's a major plus for couples. The memory foam layers do absorb some movement, sure, but the individually pocketed springs are the real heroes here. Because each spring reacts on its own. Movement on one side doesn't ripple across the whole mattress. So if your partner rolls over or gets out of bed, you're much less likely to feel it. It minimizes those disturbances significantly. Ideal for light sleepers or partners on different schedules, you get peace. Even with movement nearby.
Good to know. And related to that stability, edge support. You know, sitting on the edge or sleeping near it without feeling like you'll roll off. How does it hold up there?
The review highlights reinforced edges on the Emma Hybrid. That means the perimeter is built to be sturdier. This matters for a couple of reasons. First, it means you can actually use the whole mattress surface, edge to edge, comfortably. More usable space. Second, yeah, you can sit on the edge to put on shoes, whatever, without it collapsing dramatically. That extra stability around the sides just adds to the overall practical feel and durability. Especially useful for couples maximizing space.
Okay, last performance point. Response time and bounce. Nobody likes feeling stuck when they try to move, especially if you change positions a lot during the night, like combination sleepers.
Mm-hmm.
How does this hybrid balance that foam contouring with being easy to move on?
That's a really good point. And again, the hybrid design helps here. The Emma Hybrid is pretty responsive. The combination of that memory adapt foam and the quick reaction of the pocket springs means the mattress adjusts quickly when you move. You don't get that slow sinking feeling that some dense memory foams have. It makes rolling over or shifting positions much easier. The springs also add just a little bit of gentle bounce, not trampoline-like, but just enough to help with movement, make it feel less like fighting the mattress. So yeah, great for combination sleepers. It keeps supporting you properly even as you shift around. Fewer interruptions.
So pulling it all together, all these features, the support, the cooling, the motion isolation, the responsiveness, how do they really solve those common sleep problems? Waking up sore, too hot, bothered by a partner. It sounds comprehensive, but what's the bottom line for the listener?
It really is designed as a comprehensive solution. It tackles those issues head on. If you've got aches and pains, the targeted pressure relief and spinal support work together to ease that. If you overheat, the cooling layers are there specifically to keep you comfortable. Partner disturbance, the motion isolation from the pocket springs and foam is key. The bottom line, the so what, is that it's engineered to create a consistently comfortable, supportive, cool environment. It proactively addresses multiple common sleep complaints at once. It's not just about one good night. It's about enabling truly restorative sleep that sets you up better for your day.
Okay, that brings us nicely to the practical stuff. For you, the listener, if you're thinking this might be it, what else is important? First off, who is this mattress really ideal for? And maybe playing devil's advocate, who might want to look elsewhere?
Generally speaking, it's a great fit for side, back, and combo sleepers.
Mm.
People who want that balance of support and cushioning pressure relief. Definitely a strong contender for hot sleepers because of the cooling tech, and for couples due to the motion isolation. Now, who might hesitate? Well, if you're a very lightweight side sleeper, someone who really prefers an ultra plush, deep sinking feeling, you might find this a tad too firm. It's medium firm, remember. Also, it's a substantial mattress, quite heavy once it's expanded. If you need to move or rotate your mattress often by yourself, that's just a practical thing to keep in mind. Though it is no flip, which helps.
That's helpful context. What about the company's confidence, the trial period, the warranty? These are big factors in a purchase like this.
Oh, they are exceptionally generous here. And that says a lot. Emma offers a 365-night trial, a full year. You get to try it in your own home through all seasons, make absolutely sure it's right. That takes almost all the risk out of it. And then it's backed by a solid 10-year warranty. Covers things like significant sagging or manufacturing defects. These terms really add long-term value and, honestly, peace of mind. Your investment feels protected.
How does it actually show up at your door, the whole bed-in-a-box thing?
Yeah.
Is it easy? And what about that new mattress smell off-gassing?
It arrives compressed, rolled up in a box, which makes getting it inside upstairs much easier than a traditional mattress delivery. That's a big practical win. Unboxing is simple. You just take it out, carefully cut the plastic wrap, and it expands pretty quickly. Usually takes a few hours, maybe fully ready within 24 hours. As for off-gassing, because the foams are CertiPure US certified, any initial odor is usually very minimal. It's not that strong chemical smell you sometimes get. It tends to dissipate really fast, often within hours or a day. Most people find it very minor and manageable, much healthier from night one.
And value for money. With all these features, where does it sit price-wise?
For what it offers, a hybrid design, advanced cooling, zone support, that long trial and warranty, it's positioned very competitively. The review suggests around $1,300 for a queen size. That puts it in a spot where you're getting premium features and feel without hitting those really high luxury price points. It makes advanced sleep tech more accessible, I'd say.
What about Emma itself? Are they a known brand? Good customer support.
Yeah, Emma the Sleep Company started in Europe back in 2015. They've grown really fast, now operate globally, sold millions of mattresses, won quite a few awards in different countries. They have a solid reputation. And the review notes accessible customer support through phone, email, chat. Having that established global presence definitely adds a layer of trust to the purchase.
Sounds like there are plenty of happy customers then. Any specific ratings or feedback mentioned?
Absolutely. Lots of positive social proof. Sleepopolis, for example, gave it a 4.4 out of 5 in 2025. They like the balance, the cooling, the responsiveness. And apparently in the UK, where Emma is huge, users give it an average of like 4.9 out of 5. Many side sleepers specifically mention the great pressure relief. So yeah, the positive feedback seems pretty consistent across different users and reviewers, suggests it delivers for many people.
Okay, so to wrap things up, the Emma Hybrid mattress looks like a really well-balanced option, good comfort, solid support, effective cooling, makes it a versatile choice for a lot of different sleepers trying to solve common problems, aches, overheating, partner disturbance. A very compelling package, bringing some pretty sophisticated tech into the bedroom without, you know, needing a second mortgage.
Exactly. And that maybe leads to our final thought for you, the listener, to mull over. Think beyond just how comfy it feels in the moment. How often do we consider what our mattress is actively doing for our restorative sleep quality? How could a mattress that's actually designed to adapt, to keep you cool and stable, to promote proper alignment, how could that genuinely change your mornings, your energy, your whole day, really?
A really great question to consider. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the Emma Hybrid mattress. And hey, if this discussion sparked your interest, remember to check out those links in the original mattress advisory article. That exclusive discount we mentioned is waiting there for you. We'll catch you on the next deep dive.